Evening, discussion in relation to 2021 Planning and Zoning Commission schedule. Mr. Whitehouse or who?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'll start and Mr. Robertson will join in as needed. So in planning forward for some of the hearings that we've been unable to hear this year in council chamber, staff have been working to explore ways of facilitating off-site meetings. And as part of that, we wanted to add to the agenda a discussion to try and move forward with a couple of questions we've got. In addition to the fact that the commission have already approved their draft schedule for 2021, and not long after agreeing that with the commission, we actually identified a date that we'd like to move if we could with your blessing. And with that, it's the February 25th meeting date. So we would like to move that up to February 18th to help synchronize with county council's schedule. For schedule planning. So that was the first point we wanted to sort of bring forward for discussion to see if the commission were comfortable revising the schedule. So,
anyone have an issue in particular with that?
It's my birthday, but that's all right.
Oh, man. Well, we are a deal breaker.
We'll keep that in mind. We'll make sure that we properly solemnize the occasion.
Sure. Thank you. We don't need a motion. The purpose of the discussion was simply just to air the commission's thoughts.
Any issue with that?
Nope. Thank you.
We're moving that to the 18th.
Yeah.
So there'll be no scheduled meeting now for February 25th. That meeting will be the 18th. So, and we will.
Makes me better.
Once we update the calendar, we'll circulate the calendar to the commission.
So,
following on from that, and now we have the dates sort of in mind, we were looking at potentially having some of the early 2021 hearings actually off-site and having some of them in council chambers. And the thinking was not to go to an off-site venue every week consecutively and then splitting those applications that have been unable to be heard and taking the larger applications that are likely to have more speakers to Dell Tech and then having other applications here in council chambers. And with that, although it's not fixed at the moment, we were thinking of at least the following five dates potentially going off to Dell Tech. And I have on my list January 21st, February 18th, March 11th, April 8th, and May 13th. No, those dates are not currently fixed, but we would
my thoughts are that the different folks that came up last week, you know, and we're concerned about us, you know, not putting them on the schedule, and now with COVID kicking up even worse, I would rather us err on the side of, if it inconveniences us a little bit, I'd rather get out where we have a big room and roll the stuff through. We don't keep holding these fellows up.
I would say, just so you know a little bit of the background, everybody's conscious of that. One of the things we had to look at was, and this took some coordination with our IT folks and Dell Tech's IT folks, we needed to make sure that we could link sussexcountyde.gov through Dell Tech's IT system and also the phone-in system that we use here through Dell Tech's IT system. So there, you know, it sounds like we're just going somewhere else. It's not as easy as that. You know, I'm not saying anybody thought, you know, but just so you know, there's been some coordination to make this work and just dates they had available too. So, yeah.
The bigger venue requires the phone-in system.
Yeah, we still need to do that. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, for people that don't come.
And like we were talking to Mr. Lawson, we do have some potential flexibility in addition at Dell Tech where I think, and this is what he sort of described, is, you know, they have satellite. We're going to be in the Sussex County Today and Tomorrow room, if you are familiar with that.
Okay.
The big room, you know, they can partition off, but if they open it up, as big as that is, I think Mr. Lawson said it still only seats 72 when you do all the separation out on it. But they also have the other rooms that they could live stream into. You know, so if there was more than 72 people, we put them in another classroom, they can watch. I don't know that we're gonna have that many people, I don't know. And I also don't know whether those folks in the other room would still have to come into the main room to speak.
Well,
but
it's 72 singles.
You're right,
so
right.
If you have like a husband and wife, that counts as one.
Like 72 pods or whatever, yeah.
Would count as one. So right. You could end up with more than 72 people in the room, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that was it. That was just going to be sort of
the background. I want to mention it to actually two other items I want to mention to the commission. there, the possibility exists that we might add some meetings. So I would just ask that if you could keep your Thursday nights kind of clear, because we're always faced with this, do we want a six-hour meeting, or do we want, you know, two meetings? We'll split something like that up. So I'd like for us to have the flexibility to do that, because you've all been here long enough to know that after about 3 or 4 hours, you're pretty much...
It's old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we may want to look at splitting that up a little bit. And the second thing is farther out into the future, but I think it's important for us to get a feel for how the commission feels about this. One of these days, this COVID thing is going to be over, and the governor's order is going to be lifted, and we will be able to go back. There have been some suggestions made that we might retain the ability for people to test, to give testimony remotely. That concerns me a little bit. I think if this has been a special circumstance, and I know that I'm not, I may not be in the majority on this, but just want to get your ideas, or at least ask you to be thinking about that. It's being promoted by a lot of folks, and I understand, you know, why that is, but my feeling is that these matters are serious enough that if there's no health impediment to your being here, there's no pandemic going on, then if you want, you can always listen on the internet, but if you want to speak and you want to be heard, maybe you should be in the room. So, but I might be.
I second that motion. Absolutely.
I third that motion.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, just letting, you know, staff and council know that this is sort of the way the commission's feeling about it, but we understand that county council will make that decision, not us, and we're certainly live with whatever they decide to do.
Yeah, it'd be, well, two thoughts on that. One is, in addition to Mr. Wheatley, what you stated, there's no prohibition against somebody submitting written comments into the record.
Absolutely. Well. Folks can write a letter, they can send an email. Right. Can probably even send an email in real time, but
yeah. And then the other facet of that is, to some extent, we may be at the subject of, you know, what the state legislature, if they'd make some change to the, you know, the way
true.
We
the
do
point
administrative
is
proceedings.
Yeah. It's out of our control, but as long as we have the opportunity
right.
to express an opinion, I think we should. So.
I will tell you, I think it makes for a much cleaner record for everybody involved, a cleaner process to have everybody here in person. So,
anyone else? Oh, the other thing that we had mentioned previously, but it does bear mentioning again, the Dell Tech meetings may start at 3 o'clock. In fact, I think they are planning to start at 3 o'clock. Is that a fact?
They may not all start at 3 o'clock, but
okay.
We wanted to gauge the commission's comfort with that.
Okay, great. So does that make a problem for anybody? I know everybody's got work to do and stuff. So okay, so 3 should be okay, and we're doing that. Anything else we need to?
Thank you. I think with that we can now begin to build
okay.
a plan going forward. So.
Well, we're okay if we have to have some extra meetings. We're good with the Dell Tech or wherever we're doing. We're going to try to keep our Thursday nights open in case we have to move meetings around or add extra meetings. And I think that covered it.
Can I just add one request for staff? Because some of these are going to move around and you're going to be scheduling them. You know, so in past years, you know, we've worked off the sheet of paper that says these are where the meetings are. Can you send out calendar invites, you know, so we can get on our calendars? That might help.
Yeah.
And that way, if there's a change, it'll show up on our... each of our calendars electronically too.
We can do that, yes.
Yeah.
No, sure.
I think that would probably help.
Can I just make a comment?
You may.
I would just like to go on record saying I think that Mr. Lawson and staff has done a great job keeping things moving, because we did all the Zoom meetings and you've made every effort to try to keep county developing going on. So I appreciate your efforts. And I think you've done a great job.
Since you mentioned that, the possibility exists that we will have to go back to that for a short period. We just don't know what, you know, what's going to happen. I suspect that the COVID business is probably going to hit its peak in January. I'm personally concerned that there's going to be a period in there between the time the vaccines get wide distribution and people are indoors all the time, and then infection rates may go up. The governor may put us back, you know, behind our computers in our pajamas again. But and if it is, it is. But we'll deal with it. The important, and you guys have heard me say this before, if we're going to have all this regulation, the least we can do is give good service. And I think we're doing that. I think we've done it, and I'm glad that we're committed to continuing to do that. And I think we've got a good plan going forward here. So let's not hold these people up. I mean, let's get them processed, and you know, let's roll. So, all right. Anything else for good of the order, staff, council?
None for me. Thanks. Oh, one item. Just for the record, I forgot to say something on the first item on our other business. If you could say for the minutes that I didn't participate in that one.
Sure.
Thanks. That's it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We did. There was not much participation by anybody.
I forgot to say that too.
Yeah.
You had told me that.
Yeah.
And I forgot it. So sorry.
Thanks. Okay. That's it.
Anything else for good of the order?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.